Nothing is over, and we're friggin' here, playing comedy and all that stuff. Rick, what was that you just played?
Full Frontal Saxophone by Roscoe Mitchell.
Okay.
All right.
Full Frontal Saxophone by Roscoe Mitchell, in case you didn't hear Rick in the background there. It was a very good song, all done in one big, long breath, and it was really impressive, and I liked it. And we need to play more long, experimental songs.
If you say so.
All the time. All the time.
See?
24 hours a day. Nothing but noise.
Rick, get your own station.
Coming up, we got, you know, all kinds of stuff. We're going to start with Faust and Lewis, and... what else are you going to play? Cue something up on the...
on the tapes?
The tapes, and we can play... who do you have?
Dick Feller.
Dick Feller.
The other band, I forgot what they're called.
What did Dick Feller do?
Dick Feller did that credit card song.
Oh, yeah, that nobody knows but us.
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
we played one
2 weeks ago from him, the vending machine song.
Oh, yes, the vending machine song. Yeah,
really funny.
Cue something up on him, and we'll play that. And we might have a giveaway later. If you like.
Cool.
If you call up and request stuff and I know that there's people out there listening, then that'll like prompt me to do a giveaway. Otherwise, you know, I'll think, oh, no one's listening. I'll wait and do it some other time when people care.
Just pawn the tape off on the street corner, right?
Or I'll just, yeah, hand them out to my friends.
Not like you ever do that or anything.
No. 475-2271 is the number to call to make a request, comedy or, you know, novelty music type stuff. Something that's funny, and I'll try to play it if we have it, which we probably don't. And Faust and Lewis, politically correct song. I haven't played this for a while, have I?
No.
No, politically correct song. It's really funny, and it's friggin' here.
Hey, Wayne.
How you doing, Rusty?
All right, I just wrote a new song. It's a love song. Yeah, love song.
Is it politically correct?
Well, it's just a love song. I mean, I'm sure.
I know, but this is the 90s, Rusty, and it needs to be politically correct.
So. Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's politically correct. Here's the chords. Let's try it out here.
Okay, here we go.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah,
that's catchy.
Good.
I like that. It sounds pretty.
Yeah. Here we go. I met a girl.
Rusty, I hate to stop you right away, but girl is implying a heterosexual relationship, and I think that's really not the 90s. I think you didn't say anything about... you know, gay relationship.
Okay. Right? All right. Well, okay. I'll make a note of that, and we'll try it. Let's try it again.
Okay.
I met a... yeah, we'll work on that. At the hamburger stand.
Rusty, hamburger stand. You know, that's eating meat. I don't think that's really correct nowadays anymore. You should probably change that part there.
What, like for vegetarians
or
something?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Okay, I'll try that. Okay, let's start it again.
Okay.
Yeah. I met a... whatever. At the stand. She was short and so sweet.
Rusty, short is really kind of judgmental. I think you should say like vertically challenged.
Vertically challenged.
Yeah, go ahead and use that there.
Okay. Sure. She was so sweet. And I took her hand.
Rusty, I don't think in the 90s you'd be taking her hand. I think it'd be more like a mutual taking of hands there. It'd be
sharing
like
of hands?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go right on to the bridge and I'll work on that.
Okay.
And I put my arms around her as we walked down the stairs.
Rusty, walking down the stairs, you didn't say anything about like a wheelchair ramp or anything for handicap access, which is really what you need to do.
Okay, I'll try to. Okay. I'll make some notes on that.
All right, go ahead.
And I put my arms around her as we walked.
Whatever.
A couple of sodas in hand.
I don't know, Rusty. Sodas. You should say something about, you know, in recyclable material there. So, because if there's, you know, aluminum cans or something.
Just
like
not
that.
Any kind of sodas.
Right, not any kind of thing. Okay.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay.
There.
Yeah.
An old man on the corner smiled as we walked by.
But I don't really like that old man. I think it should be...
What's
like,
wrong with that?
Well, chronologically challenged would be better there, probably. Yeah, it's okay. Less judgmental.
Okay.
Okay, and then go to the right to the
end. As we walked by, as happy as a couple of clams.
I don't know, Rusty, how happy you'd be if you're facing over harvesting in Japanese clam beds. I really don't think you should say
clam
that.
Beds. Okay, now Wayne, I'm getting what you're saying, and I've been writing some notes down. Why don't we just take it from the top? I think I've captured the politically correct version of this song now. Okay, so let's take it from the top.
All right, go ahead.
I met a girl, or a guy, I don't know what it was, and we had a sprout and tofu malt. He, she, it was vertically challenged and sweet, but it wasn't my fault.
Yeah, it's getting good now.
Okay.
And I put my arms around it as we chose one of three alternate methods to get down to the street. Drinking from aluminum cans. A chronologically experienced person smiled as we walked by. As happy as the mollusk can be, facing the same fate as Brazilian rainforest. We went to the fair, and we heard music there. It was new age music, but the songs really suck because the guitarist made the piano player change all the words to make it politically correct. And let's face it, he didn't let the guy play piano. He was just singing. Do you hear any piano? I had thought the piano would have been a little more correct at this point, actually. Instead of we got guitar, fuck the guitar, and I don't know.
Politically correct, easy, politically correct, easy, politically correct. I'm still not in the venture, but I'll get there yet. I don't overeat, I'm calorically abundant. I don't talk too much, I'm rhetorically redundant. I'm not bald, that description is efficient. The PC term is follically efficient. Easy, politically correct, easy, politically correct. Easy, politically correct. I'm still not in the fence, but I'll get there, yeah. Don't say animal, dogs, and cats hate it. Just say differently speciated. Vital thought your pets, this oppression must end. Is your evolutionarily challenged friend? Easy, politically correct. Easy, politically correct. Easy, politically correct. I'm still not in the fence, but I'll get there, yeah. Sex care provider, not prostitute, differently affluent, not destitute, but the inconvenience, not dying, alternatively truthful, not lying, personage of marble, not statue, eco-friendly bungalow, not igloo, botanical companion, not flower, uniquely flavorful, not sour. Pardon me, excuse me, I'm so sorry, please forgive me if I've left out your favorite group. But PC changes faster than alphabet soup. Easy, politically correct. Easy, politically correct. Easy, politically correct. I'm still not in the fence, but I'll get there, yeah. A dead white European male, bad as Columbus, and he couldn't even fail. I pray to God, asking him or her to make me as easy as he or he can take me. Easy, politically correct. Easy, politically correct. Easy, politically correct. I'm still not in the fence, but I'll get there, yeah. Non-traditionally gentle, not violent, judicially eloquent, not silent, creatively reasonable, not crazy, energy efficient, not lazy, momentarily able, not healthy, poverty resistant, not
not wealthy, cosmetically exploited. Not ugly, victimized by lookism. Not lovely, utterly attenuated. Not small, vertically acquisitive. Not tall, outstandingly opinionated. Not mad, empathy comical. Not sad, exceptionally annuated. Not all, inwardly demonstrative. Not celestially coordinated. Not flexy, flexibly logical. Not nothing. Easy, easy, politically correct. Easy, easy, politically correct. Easy, easy, politically correct. I'm still not inoffensive, but I'll get there. I knew a real crazy girl, and she happened to be my roommate. And she had a certain style that I couldn't stand after a while. Oh, she would constantly complain about everything that I did in these nasty notes she would leave on the fridge. When she wasn't complaining about me, this girl was making a career out of watching TV. Psycho roommate, she ran up the phone bill, $500 in my name. Psycho roommate, said she'd pay the rent, but the check never came. Psycho roommate, she has caused me a lot of grief. And I have suspicions that she's a thief. Cause ever since she started hanging around, a lot of my stuff can't be found. And this is causing me to lose my faith in the human race. If everybody was like her, I'd live in a deserted place. But it was far too late before I realized this demon from hell should be exercised. To make her go away. Sha la 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 da 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 dee. I regret the day that she moved in with me. And sha la 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 da 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 doo. If you don't believe me, I'll tell her to move in with you. Psycho roommate, I think she's got a lot of nerve. Psycho roommate, if she walked in front of my car, I wouldn't even swerve. Psycho roommate, I hope I never see her again, except maybe in court.
When Mama come home from work today, I tell you what she saw. Every toy that me and my sister owned was laying out on the floor. And the table was covered with peanut butter and half-eaten sandwiches. Cereal bowls, an open jar of mayo, and an empty can of tuna fish. Dad was drinking a six-pack, he had two or three bottles gone. Sports page was laying on the living room floor, and the football game was on. Oh, and Ma tripped over my toy transformer that pushed her over the edge. And that's when we knew she was turning into Psycho Mom again. She's screaming, I'm fed up, finished, I'm through. Had it up to here with all of you. I am running away, I'm leaving today, I'm gonna join the carnival. But first I'm selling you kids for a dollar a pound to a couple of cannibals. I used to be normal. Used to be calm, picking up after you animals, turn me into Psycho Mom. Mom was working, Dad was babysitting us the other night. Me and my brother started yelling at each other, and we got into a fight. We were punching, kicking, scratching, pinching, pulling each other's hair. Just about the time we knocked our TV over, we saw Dad fan in there. His blood was bubbling, but he didn't say nothing. He stood there at the door. And me and my brother took a look at each other, and we looked up from the floor. And Dad started to scream like a wild banshee and started pulling out his own hair. And that's when we knew he was psyched up too, and we better get out of there. He's screaming, I'm fed up, finished, I'm through, I've had it up, can't I work more from you? I am, I'm running away, I'm leaving today, I'm gonna join the carnival. My brother's selling you kids for a dollar a pound to a couple of cannibals. I used to be normal, never got mad. Babysitting you animals has turned me into psycho dad. For an hour, mother and father were trying to keep us in bed. Me and my sister, we never ever miss a chance to play with their heads. We were using every excuse in the book to try to keep from going to sleep. She said, I'm thirsty. I said, I gotta pee. She said, I forgot to brush my teeth.
You guys know that one, don't you?
We just got done with that classic one upon this fateful night. You know where you say it's too dark and they turn on the light. Then you cry because the lights do break. My eyes bugged out, Dad's head exploded, and they both climbed up the wall. You should thank the Lord that you were not born to psycho Dad and Mom. They're screaming, we're fed up, we're finished, we're through. We've had it up to air with all of you. We are running away, we're leaving today, we're gonna join the carnival. But first we're selling you kids for a penny a pound to anybody that will take you. We used to be normal, you remember, dear. We used to sit on mountaintops and read Ram Dass. Ponder higher levels of consciousness. We used to wear Birkenstocks for God's sakes. We never got mad. Raising you animals turned us into psycho mom and dad.
Something a little more up-tempo. This is a song I wrote one time when I was driving. I don't know if you ever had this happen when you're driving, you hit something like a bump in the road and you look behind you. I had that happen. I look behind me and there's like rabbit fur all over the place. And the woman who had been wearing it was like hobbling across the street. So I started thinking how funny it is sometimes we're driving, we're not really paying attention or whatever. That's why I came up with this next song here.
I ain't going to a friend's house, and I ain't going to my place of work, and I ain't going to a baseball game or a picture show. I'm just driving in my car, and I ain't looking at my watch now, and I ain't got no place to go. A man says, hey, would you like a window shine? I say, thank you, sir, I'm doing fine. I'm just driving in my car. Even though it looks like things ain't going my way. Didn't get promoted. My wife, she done left me. Just got evicted. Think I'm going bald now. Now all I got is a bottle of booze and this here Thunderbird. I'll be damned if it's insured. I ain't looking at the stop signs, and I ain't looking at no traffic lights, and I'm not looking at the children on the crosswalk. I'm just driving in my car. I'm just sipping on my whiskey, and I'm just sucking down some Valium. And I ain't worried about no side effects from the Prozac. I'm just driving in my car. How do you do, hitchhiking mama? Get in the car and take a ride with me. She says, get your damn hands off of me. I say, don't worry, ma'am, I'm a friend, you see. We're just driving in my car. And now the two of us are tearing up the highway with no registration. I ain't got no headlights. I can't see a damn thing. What the hell was that now? I hope it wasn't a human. Now I'm getting heat from this girl that I just picked up off the road. She
She's only 15 years old. She's only 15 years old. How do you do, Mr. Policeman? How's life treating you on the street today? He says, pull over, son, walk a straight line. I said, thank you, sir, I'm doing fine. Just driving in my car. What's them red lights behind me flashing? What's that there chopper of a bug? The scientist checkpoint at the county line. Saying, thank you, folks, I'm doing fine. Just driving in my car. I'm just driving in my car. I'm just driving in my car. She's only 15 years old. And I'm just driving in my car.
Around the store one day when I passed by this giant display advertising something called Instant Glue. Bonds in seconds, said the label, from the kitchen sink to the kitchen table, and most anything in between, we guarantee you. So I picked up a tube. Sounds like a miracle. How did I ever get by without Instant Glue? Well, I took that Instant Glue right home, and I waited till I was all alone. Then I got out that old broken cup to mend. I read the directions once again. It said pierce the top with a tiny pin, but when I tried that, all the glue just shot out the other end. Yeah, it just went all over my body. Got on me quicker than bald on a buzzard. Well, I jumped back and I tried to stand, but that cup was glued to my left hand, just stuck there tighter than a cowboy full of beer. And about that time, the telephone rang, and without a thought, I just reached for the thing and immediately glued the receiver to my left ear and my right index finger to the dial. Yeah, stuck right there on the 3, and the call was the wrong number. Well, I said to myself, now look here, self, maybe you should go find you some help, so I ripped the phone out of the wall and started across the floor. I got to the doorway to go outside, but I stopped right there as I tried to figure out some way to open the stupid door. As I saw, I only had 2 choices, so I chose the second. I used my nose. Well, my nose must have been a gooey glob, because it stuck fast to that brass doorknob, leaving me there in a funny crouching stance. So there I was in pain at the door as my left shoe adhered to the floor. I said, well, my right leg's still free. Maybe I still have a chance. No sooner had the thought gone through my mind than the cat ran up to me from behind and started loving around my leg and glued herself to my knee. Yeah, just stuck the furry little critter right to me. Friendly little booger, isn't she? Well, picture this. Now, if you can, here's a glimpse of the thoroughly modern man with his nose to the brass and a passionate pussycat on his knee. And his left ear glued to the phone, his right index finger glued to the dial, his left leg glued to the floor, and in his left hand, stuck tighter than a $2 shirt, one broken cup. That seems I was stuck there for hours till this guy came by delivering flowers, and hearing my screams, he crawled in through a window screen. He got the police and the fire department and a bunch of nurses from a singles apartment, and together they pried me loose from nearly everything I owned. Amid laughter, puns, and one-liners. Things like, stuck in the same old rat race? If the glue fits, yeah, real funny. Well, since my ordeal with Instant Glue, I guess I've learned me a thing or two to take my time, if it's in my power. What works for you won't work for me, so I've taken up this philosophy not to get stuck in anything that takes less than 24 hours.
You you know I love that organic cooking. I always ask for more. And they call me Mr. Natural on down to the health food store. I only eat good sea salt, white sugar don't touch my lips. And my friends is always begging me to take them on macrobiotic trips. Yes, they are. All but night I take out my strong box that I keep under lock and key. And I take it off to my closet where nobody else can see. I open that door so slowly, take a peek up north and south. Then I pull out a Hostess Twinkie and I pop it in my mouth. Yeah, in the daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night I'm a junk food junkie, good Lord have pity on me. Well, at lunchtime you can always find me at the Whole Earth Vitamin Bar, just sucking on my plain white yogurt from a hand-thrown pottery jar. And sipping a little hand-pressed cider with a carrot stick for dessert. And wiping my face in a natural way on the sleeve of my peasant shirt. Oh, yeah. Ah, but when that clock strikes midnight and I'm all by myself, I work at combination on my secret hideaway shelf. And I pull out some Fritos corn chips, Dr. Pepper, and an old moon pie. Then I sit back in glorious expectation of a genuine junk food high. Then I take my first step. In the daytime, I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. Oh, but at night, I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me. All right. My friends down at the commune, they think I'm pretty neat. Oh, I don't know nothing about arts and crafts, but I give them all something to eat. I'm a friend to old Yule Gibbons, and I only eat homegrown spice. I got a John Keats autographed Grecian urn filled up with my brown rice. Yes, I do. Oh, folks, but lately I have been spotted with a Big Mac on my breath. Stumbling into a Colonel Sanders with a face as white as death. I'm afraid someday they'll find me just stretched out on my bed with a handful of Pringles potato chips and a ding-dong by my head. In the daytime, I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night, I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me.
Gideon Freudman.
The official background music.
The official background song. No, I just play it a lot. I haven't played it in a while. I've been good.
At least 2 weeks.
Okay, fine. Gideon Freudman in the background. Larry Gross, Grocci, something. G-R-O-C-E. Junk Food Junkie. Classic, hilarious, funny, good song that I like a lot. Dick Feller before that with Instant Glue, which I kind of liked.
Yeah,
that
was a cool.
I
want
to hear the rest of that tape.
Yeah, you can borrow it if you want.
Yeah, I'm going to have to borrow it. Henry Phelps before that with Drivin'. Don White with Psycho Mom and Dad. Wally Pleasant with Psycho Roommate. John Kunich with PC, Politically Correct.
Yeah, great
song. And Faustin Lewis with the Politically Correct song. And that was the last half hour of Friggin' Here.
That was the first half hour of Friggin'
that
Here.
That was also the first half hour of Friggin' Here.
The mind boggles.
475-2271. You can call up and request something funny. And no one's called me yet.
I know.
I'm so lonely.
Well, someone called out there, but...
Right, but we have no idea who it was.
Yeah, I didn't get to the phone in time.
Coming up, we got maybe a giveaway. And it would be, oh, I don't know. I have a Bananas at Large tape sitting around. A 30 Point Buck 2 tape sitting around that I'll give away later
one
in the show.
One or two?
Two.
Two, okay.
Great
album.
Yeah. You have the tape, right?
Yep.
Does it have the extra stuff at the end, or is that just the CD?
That's just the CD.
Okay. So you don't get the extra stuff, like, on the CD, but you do get a very good tape with a 30-point book and all that. I'll give that away probably next break.
Okay.
And also coming up, we got... Oh, that's right. It was a very good beer song.
Yeah.
I should cue that up. Screws Lewis, the Bobs maybe, a bunch of good stuff. And first, before we actually play any music, we're going to hear a little advertisement, I guess you could call it, although it's not a real advertisement. From the old Saturday Night Live people, the original cast and crew, doing one of their ads for Fluckers Jelly. With a name like Fluckers.
It has to be good.
Gotta be good. And then after that, all kinds of other good stuff.
And so with a name like Fluckers, it's got to be good.
Hey, hold on a second. I have a jam here called Nose Hair. Now, with a name like Nose Hair, you can imagine how good it must be. Mm-mm.
Hold it a minute, folks. But are you familiar with a jam called Death Camp? That's Death Camp. Just look for the barbed wire on the label. With a name like Death Camp, it must be so good, it's incredible. Just amazingly good jam.
Wait a minute.
Dog vomit, monkey fart. We offer you a choice of two of the most repulsive brand names of jams you've ever heard of. With names like these, this stuff has got to be terrific. We're talking fabulous jam here.
Save your breath, fella. Here's a new jam we've just put out. It's called Painful Rectal Itch. You'd have to go a long way to find a worse name for a jam. And good? Mwah. With a name like Painful Rectal Itch, you gotta bet that it's great.
Mangled Baby Ducks. That's right. Mangled Baby Ducks. Picture a jam so good that you dare to call it Mangled Baby Ducks. Great jam. It's
wait
beautiful
minute,
jam.
Minute.
It's
just
10,000 nuns and orphans.
10,000 nuns and orphans? What's so bad about that?
They were all eaten by rats.
Oh, it's so
hold
good.
Hold it, everyone. Your attention, please. I have here a jam called...
Oh, God, are you in?
Oh, geez, that's so good. It's sick-making.
Oh, that's got to be great jam.
So if it's great jam you're after, try this one. The brand's so disgusting you can't say it on television. Ask for it by name.
And now you're playing Faust, and I don't mean the Randy Newman Record.
And you're needed today. Going to Chicago on a mission for the middleman. You're cleaving today. And your rubbers are going on and made for a little man. You sure can be a great big ass. But we love you.
Give me your who, what, and where.
saying hi. Cautiously small talk your way around love. Your voice sounds so empty and dry. How many times will I wake up tonight to that voice telling me goodbye? Thank you.
other dogs eat, but this one's not the same. A purebred miniature dachshund, and Weenie is his name. Oh, I love to play with my Weenie, like to make him whine with delight. I love to play with my Weenie, won't you come get my Weenie tonight? My parents said to be careful, 'cause my Weenie isn't very long. If I stroke him too much, it may hurt him, and he won't grow up to be strong. Oh, I love to play with my weenie, like to make him whine with delight. I love to play with my weenie, won't you come get my weenie tonight? One morning I was looking for my weenie, to teach him some tricks and to run. I cried all day, every trick and every way, but I couldn't get my weenie to come. Oh, I love to play with my weenie, like to make him whine with delight. I love to play with my weenie, won't you come get my weenie tonight?
Each night she's on the balcony, he loves her from afar. His soft, sad eyes are hypnotized, she shines down like a star. His heart will break forever, his kind can't have affairs. For dachshunds with erections can't climb stairs. His home's a humble bungalow, and hers a penthouse flat. He cannot go where she can go, and that, they say, is that. He never can be near her, although she knows he cares. For dachshunds with erections can't climb stairs. You want to win a woman? Just be cool, be aloof. The dog who doesn't hit the stairs can make it to the roof. The dog who doesn't care will be the dog who wins the day. You'll never get to heaven with your chopper in the way. Spirit soars, the body falls, and heavy lies the heart that cries out with the pain of love, be still, my broken heart. How painful is the passion, and painful the repairs. For dachshunds with erections can't climb stairs. How painful is the passion, and painful the repairs. For dachshunds with erections can't climb stairs.
Burn, baby, burn.
WITR, Henrietta, Modern Music, and more. And the Bobs with Disco Inferno.
Acapella disco, gotta love it.
The Bobs are great. Acapella everything, all cover albums. Well, yeah. A lot of their old stuff is original stuff, but they do a lot of covers. And they're all funny. Before that, Mrs. Ackroyd Band with Dachshunds with Erections Can't Climb Stairs. Screws Lewis with a song called The Weenie Song, and all that horrible record static, scratchy, bad quality stuff was completely intentional.
Yeah, you can tell that way. It was added.
And he actually told me that when he sent me it. It was in the letter that he sent along with it. He's like, oh, the bad quality of the song is on purpose. Like I wouldn't notice. I wish he would, like, put out an album of stuff. He's good.
Yeah.
He's good. But, oh well. A little excerpt from The Simpsons before that with, it was a very good beer. And, it was a very good beer. The Foreman before that with Chicago, Love Song to a Democrat. And Saturday Night Live with, Fluckers Jam advertisement. Which was really good.
Yeah,
I used to have that on tape. I actually had that episode on tape somewhere. And when I picked up this record just a couple weeks ago, I saw Fluckers on the back, and I was like, oh, I'm playing it. And I didn't play it a couple weeks ago because I didn't feel like it. I wanted to save it for later, but I couldn't save it for any for very much later. It's like, oh, I gotta play it. Coming up, we're doing a giveaway this break.
Yay.
We're giving away a Bananas at Large tape. But before that, I'm going to tell everybody who's listening, because you all deserve to know, that Stephen Wright is going to be here on the RIT campus Friday, September 19th at 7:30 p.m. He's going to be here in the Clark Gym at RIT, and you can go and get tickets now. They're available at the candy counter in the cab office at RIT, and that's going to be a really good show.
Yeah, it
is. I've seen him before. He was at the U of R a couple years ago, and I saw him.
I've never seen him live. I always wanted to.
No? You didn't see him at the U of R?
No.
Oh, you missed it. It was so good. And maybe we'll play something from him later.
We have one of his records in the back, right?
No, I have it up here in front.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll play that.
Yeah.
And, of course, if you want to hear anything, 475-2271. But we're going to give away a Bananas at Large tape. It's the 30 Point Buck 2, the sequel. Album came out last year, and we got a bunch of them. And I'm going to give one of those away to, what caller? Should I take the first caller?
I think you better. I don't know. I listen to Chris G's show in the morning, and every break he's I'll take the 50th caller. And I'm
he gets them, too.
I know.
I thought he'd made them up. And one time I sat here and listened, it was like,
how does he cycle through the call?
Caller number two. Caller number three.
That's all he does?
Caller number,
yeah.
He doesn't even say anything. He just gives them the number and hangs up. And then he gets it, and then his friends go into the main office and pick up all the losers. Yeah, we'll take the first caller.
You lost, Click.
You win
lost.
A Bananas at Large tape. It's really good, and, you know, tapes are better because you can play them in your car. Without
I can't
them skipping.
Anymore. My tape
without them
fried.
Skipping. So, and we're going to play something off of... Actually, we're going to play something that's on their first album instead of this one. But you'll get the idea. It's all, you know, really good stuff. And, we got lots of other stuff coming. Okay, so the first person who calls me at 475-2271, I'll give them this tape for free in exchange only for their name and address. So, here, listen to some Bananas at Large and give me a call.
Something to eat right there by the refrigerator door, creeping across the kitchen floor. I hate been 100 staring back at me. I got the water spout. Oh.
got really grossed out. Kill, kill, kill them all. I had to kill, kill, kill them. People I know away from me. I don't watch TV, don't watch my weight. I watch my answering machine. My best friend says,
"It's me, pick it up."
I say, "Nope." My girlfriend says,
"It's me, pick it up."
I say, "Nope."
Mr. Harris from the bank calling. Please pick up.
Yeah, right. I love my answering machine. I love my answering machine. I love my answering machine. It talks to my friends for me. Do I want to go for dinner? Should we meet somewhere at 8? Only if I can take my answering machine. I love my answering machine. I love my answering machine.
It keeps the people I know away from me. Sometimes I miss it in the middle of the afternoon. I call it up to see how it's doing. How can I tell my gal who I'm whispering to? You know it's my answering machine. I love my answering machine. I love my answering machine. It keeps the people I love away from me. My answering machine says,
"Hi, this is Bruce. I'm not here right now, so please leave a message and I'll get back to you. Thank you. Bye-bye." What my answering machine should say is, "Hi, this is Bruce. I am here right now, and I'm listening to you, but I'm not going to pick up. So leave a message, and I probably won't get back to you. Thank you. Bye-bye."
I love my answering machine. I love my answering machine. It keeps you people away from me. I collect calls like spinsters collect porcelain dolls. Sometimes I'll get fearless and return one, but I'll only speak if on the other end of the phone is another answering machine. We love our answering machine. We love our answering machine. They keep the people we know away from me. We love our answering machine. We love our answering machine. They're the very best thing that's ever been invented.
I don't give a rat.
Yeah.
You rat.
Yeah.
Where is special?
With the crew. Then I saw this girl that I'd like to do. My tango was clean and I was looking fly. I thought I had a chance. I'm a cute guy. So I pushed up on her, gave the pickup line. She turned around and kicked me in the groin. Another babe came into my sight. I was tied by her booty, and her bra was heavy duty. I cut up and said, "How do you do?" She looked at me and said, "I couldn't resist." I called her a skeezer. I got in her face and did the skeezer. Turn me down, girlie, turn me down. Girlie, turn me down, and I don't know. At the beach, living it up like Robin Leach. A hot babe when she walked by. I thought to myself, my, my, my. I said, I can't let her go. What can I do? Wait, I know, I gotta and follow the trail. Ask her the time, that won't fail. I got a good look at her behind, but I had only one thing on my mind. I caught up and said, yo, baby, hi, hello. Her muscle bound boyfriend said, time for you to go. I wasn't scared of him, I was used to that. 30 minutes later, woke up on my muffin mat. I'll never do that again, but she was hot and I was urgent.
Girly, turn me down. Girly, turn me down. Girly, turn me down. And I don't know why.
Stoplight in my cool ride. The car pulled up, four girls inside. I said, excuse me, you have any grapes upon? They all laughed and said, please go on. I introduced myself as Bizarre D. One got bold and said, I'm Cindy. She got came out to get in with me. I said, come on, hop in, baby. She got mad, and what do you know? She used her purse to break out my window. She said, I hate when men treat me like me. I said, I would if you weren't so sweet. I can't pick up a girl. You know, I feel like a snook. Have to go to B-Dolls and get a pickup book.
The girl he turned down, yeah.
Girl, he turned me down. Girl, he turned me down. Walking with the tough strut. In the corner of my eye, I saw a big butt. She was a tall, thin redhead, and I thought she looked good on my bed. I would do her on the first date, cause she was hooked like Christina Applegate. So I began my approach on a good note. I recited a good love line that I wrote. I had her eaten out of my hand. Then from a limo came out a band of bodyguards. And you know what? They threw me down and beat me up. She picked me up and said she wasn't worth it, but I was knocked out by that last hit. I later found out she was with the mob, but somehow I still felt like a slob.
Girly, turn me down. Girly, turn me down. Girly, turn me down. Girly, turn me down. And I don't know why. Girly, turn me down. Girly, turn me down. Girly, turn me down. And I don't know why.
Oh, you. The same thing. Can't hack it. Go out. Get the pack.
Oh, yeah. You know that.
Hey, friggin' here. And
we have a friggin' winner.
We have a friggin' winner. Congratulations to Jack Schifano, who was our very first caller. He's the fastest phone dialer in Rochester. And congratulations to him. He wins Bananas at Large tape. And, all right. That was a Chaos Chaos?
Yeah, this tape I got in the mail.
With a really interesting stuff. All sorts of different kinds.
All sorts of different styles. They do rap, industrial, alternative, and slow jam.
And they made sure that every song they did fit a specific genre.
Yeah. and it all has that cheesy basement sounding quality. But I gotta admit, I love the chorus on that song.
Girl, You Turned Me Down was the name of that song. Runaway Wiener Dog before that with Special Shoes, which the first time I listened to it, it caught me completely off guard because I was like in the middle of doing something else. And I'm listening to, like, this piano, and then all of a sudden they start shouting, and I'm like, it reminds me of, like, Bill Murray. Is what it reminded me of, and I was like, it just hit me as really funny. So I played it, and before that, I played Bruce McCulloch, which also hit me as kind of funny, because he was singing about an answering machine.
Yeah.
And I liked it. David West's Medicine Show and Junk Band before that, with The Eggplant That Ate Chicago. And Bananas at Large started off with I Hate Cockroaches off their first album, which is not the one that I just gave away. So you will not have that song, but you have lots of other different and better produced.
Yeah, yes.
Is what you will have.
The second album is great. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah, it's really good. And still queued up over here, we got some old stuff. Some Larry Vincent from long, long ago. And over on this side of me, we have the Youpers. And anything else you might want to hear, 475-2271. You can call up and tell us to play it. You can demand that we play it, and we'll try to do it for you. And we're here till 3 o'clock. We're here every Thursday, Friday.
Thursday, Friday, yeah, you know.
1 to 3 in the morning, playing this stuff, being tired, complaining how we have to get up early.
When we should be sleep. No, the complaining how I'm going to be woken up early by those guys fixing the roof. Oh, my God. 2 weeks straight. It's driving me nuts.
Isn't it fixed? It's a big roof.
I don't know what they're doing up there, but every
they probably had to break it first.
I think they are. Every morning at 7 o'clock, they're up there nailing something. And oh, man.
Those are for the people who don't pay their rent.
Hey, I pay my rent.
On time?
Not usually.
All right, then. Okay, I think I'll play Dupers first, then some Larry Vincent, and then all kinds of other good stuff. You just have to listen to find out what it is.
Hey, did I ever tell you that story about what happened to Buck?
Yeah, about 1,000 times.
Well, here goes again.
Oh, no.
Here's the story about Buck Owen Johnny Cash. There was a time when he owed Johnny Cash, and he was too broke to pay Johnny Cash, so he tried to borrow some of Eddie's money.
Hey, you owe me a fiver, buddy.
Eddie was low on money, so Buck tried borrowing some of Sonny's share.
Hey, quit hogging the beer.
Well, Sonny said, take a hike, Buck. So Buck decided not to pay John and to hide out at Ricky's Lake.
I fell out of a boat once and almost drowned.
Johnny wanted his money, so he asked some of his tough friends to intimidate Buck.
I had to do
his
that
friends
too.
Wouldn't help him. He was told Merle's Haggard, George is Bush, and Tanya's Tucker. Well, Johnny knew he couldn't count on one of Ricky's skags to lean on Buck because he didn't know Ricky's number.
Hey, I know that
so
number.
That's when he decided the only thing he had left to do was take a good old leak. Well, he decided to take a leak into Elton's John. And guess what he saw in Elton's John?
I don't know. What did he see?
Well, he saw Peter's O'Toole, Gregory's Peck, Dick Butkus, Alfred's Hitchcock, Dick Van Dyke, Martin Sween, Woody's Allen, Bernie's Tampa, Seeley's Posturepedic, and Ferris Fawcett, the Sanders Packwood. Oh, and he saw Barbara's Bush. Oh, and he also saw Danny Glover. Oh, and I guess Greta garbled and left William Holden. Oh, and what shocked him the most was when he saw Engelbert Humperdinck. Oh, and he saw Magix Johnson, too, and I guess Rich is Little. Oh, and he also saw Buddy Hackett. Well, anyway, some celebrities were getting lit up there, too, a little bit. He saw Sharon Stone on Billy's Crystal. Oh, and he saw Humphrey Bogart the beer. Well, anyway, just when Johnny was getting ready to leave, in came Jay Leno.
Who?
I said, in came Jay Leno.
That's not funny.
Okay, you don't get it. No. Well, anyway, Jay said the only way Johnny could get Buck to pay up was to get Dwight to yoke him. Well, Dwight said he needed a couple dogs first, so he decided to hire Bob's Barker and Snoop's Doggy Dog. Well, he had a lot of equipment, so he made Mariah Carey. So Dwight left him with the two hounds and was on his way to find Buck. Well, guess what happened?
What?
He stepped in Holly's dung. Hey, a lot of people like this story.
Yeah, that's really
Lyle loves
bucket.
It. Oh, and it gets cool. Courtney's
cool.
Love. Oh, but Patty's kind of lovely.
You got to kind of laugh.
Yeah, yesterday I was at the dump and I said Steven Seagal. Oh, and I heard that Tom's Petty and don't hurt Charlie's ride, won't you?
I've got a girl that I'm just simply wild about. Folks say I'm a lucky boy. Everywhere we go, people rave about this little bundle of joy. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. She smells like a rose from her head down to her toes. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. All the sailors give her a chase, cause they love her naval face. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. She's like my Nelly from her head down to her elbow. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice.
She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. With old men she loves to neck, she necks a Rex and gets a check. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. She was born in Hackensack. She made a fortune on her career. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. She drinks till she gets plastered. She gets drunker than my brother. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice.
Palm Springs.
That's great. You people have to work for a living. We don't. Here's why. I got equipment and a van, and I want to start a band. But that is money. Yeah. Sure. I'll pick out a shiny new guitar and a girl that has 2 PR. But that is money. Ooh, boy. Listen, I got a house in Malibu, 16 tracks out by the pool. We'll make it anyway with daddy's money. Sure we will.
Daddy's money.
Woo!
Daddy's money. Daddy's money.
Woo!
Daddy's money.
We'll go to all our shows in a Bentley or a Rolls.
Daddy's money.
Ooh, boy, it'll be fun. The crowd will be up on their feet once we've bought up every seat with daddy's money.
You can get what you want. It's so easy.
Here it is. When your pockets,
when your pockets are stuffed
with daddy's money, daddy's money. Walk with
daddy's money.
Sure we will, and I want some too. We'll hang out and make a scene, get ourselves in magazines.
Daddy's money.
Oh yeah. You see, we'll be on records and TV. They'll name a lunchbox after me with
daddy's money.
Oh boy, that's simple. You see, it's not how good you play, but how much you can pay.
Daddy's money.
Dead elephant dance.
to take me out to some trendy bar.
Chuck's off the place up, smoking a huge cigar.
Some rich lady's mansion for society chat.
Chuck sat on the couch and he crushed the cash.
I pissed off a member at the country club when I hit on his wife and I called him a slub. The only thing I want to do when I get the chance is to do the dead elephant dance.
Oh, yeah. Dead elephant dance.
Restaurant late last night,
but Chuck and the waiter got into a fight.
I grabbed him by the hair and pushed his face in the food.
Chuck was getting even with the guy for being rude.
He had the nerve to say it didn't smell so good, so I dropped my pants and said, hey pal, check into the hood. The only thing I want to do when I get the chance is to do the dead elephant dance.
Dead elephant dance.
Simon says, I'm feeling sad. Said Peter Piper's daughter, so am I. I think we oughta do something that'll make the kiddies glad. Smarty, Smarty says, I think we'll have a party. And he called on the old woman in the shoe. Now the caddy brought his fiddle, and he played I diddle diddle. And what happened then, I'm gonna tell to you.
Little Jackie Hunter eating pipe in the corner, stuck in his thumb without a plum. Little Missy Muffet sitting on her tuffet, and she said, yum, yum, won't you give me some? Georgie Porgy with his pudding and pie, he gives a Mary quite contrary, and he made her cry. Little Bo Peep lost her sheep, he couldn't find them, all the tails behind them. Peter, Peter, Pumpkin Eater had a wife and couldn't keep her at the ball in the hall. Humpty Dumpty met her and he said, I bet I'll get her and I'll make her fall, and that's not all. Oh, King Cole, that merry old soul, help old mother Hubbard blow his big bank roll, buying lollipops and pretty for the kiddies at the storybook ball.
Still early in the morning, they really didn't know just when to stop. So as the day was dawning and the kiddies all were yawning, they found out the mouse had run up in the clock. Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, he started right over that big candlestick he flew. And little Tommy Tucker started singing for his supper, and so Boy Blue said, gee, I'm hungry too. Peter Piper picked a bag of pickled peppers, brought him to the hall. That's not all. Tommy Tom the Piper's son, he stole a thing and away he runs through the ball. What a squall! Polly put the kettle on, the tea got cold. They had to eat the porridge that was 9 days old. Jack fell down and broke his crown and spilled the water. He had an order. 4 and 20 blackbirds were baking in a pie, and they refused to say anything. Wasn't that an awful way for little birds to act before a king and queen? Such a terrible thing, said the thief and the king to the queen of hearts. Come on, hurry up, honey, bring some tarts. So she did, and the kids had a picnic at the storybook ball. Yeah, she did, and the kids had a picnic at the storybook ball. The doodly doopy doo.
have lived a life of fun. I cannot complain. I've done my walking in the sun, my singing in the rain. I have traveled near and far. I've met Paul Newman. Yes, the fancy movie star.
Right over there, I met him. I did. He kissed me. Ooh.
But that was long ago. Right now I am so, oh, bored. My life is deadly dull. What am I here for? Got no ideas in my skull. I know the score. And what is the score? Bored. I'm bored. 100 stations on my TV, but I just stare at Channel 4. Too lazy to click the clicker or visit the Calvin Klein store. When he designed that store, he must have been bored. You say snap out of it, there are books that should be read, but I say I'd rather contemplate the ceiling here instead. Oh, you say, why don't you take a trip through cyberspace? And I say, why would I want to visit a place where you have to own a keyboard? Lonely computer nerds trapped in the net forevermore. We've got the information superhighway, and we've got Al Gore. And doesn't Al Gore look bored?
Let's all yawn together now.
I remember years ago my life was not this way. I bound out of bed each morning to greet each thrilling day. Oh, maybe it's mental quicksand in which I am wallowing. I wish someone would pull me out of it. Hey, I hear the phone ring. Hello. Tell me something good I don't already know.
You've got 2 tickets to a Broadway show?
I've seen Victor Victoria. Sorry, Julie. Was I bored?
Yeah.
Something is coming over me. It could be deja vu, come to think of it. That's a feeling I have had a time or 2 or 3. I've been there, I've done that. I must have been here before. Blame it on reincarnation. No wonder I'm bored. Now you're bored.
You're looking at your watch, you're thinking, what did she write this for?
This was funny 3 minutes ago, this isn't funny anymore. Good Lord, we're bored. We're bored.
Let's all try this together, here we go.
We're bored.
Okay, now just the men.
We're bored.
Okay, just the women.
We're bored.
Okay, now just the Republicans.
E97 WATR, Henrietta, Modern Music and More. I'm bored.
Bored.
I'm bored. They stole your song.
I know they did.
That was Christine Levin stealing a title to one of Tom's songs. I'm bored. And before that was Jim Kweskin and the Jug Band with Storybook Ball. Before that, a song I had never played before, Chuck Lucky and the Gentlemen of Leisure, Dead Elephant Dance. I don't think I've played that. It sounded familiar. I know I've heard it before.
Yeah.
And Dead Elephant Dance. Ogden Edsel before that with Daddy's Money. Larry Vincent, very old song, the Freckle Song, back from at least the 40s.
At least the 40s.
If not earlier. The Youpers started off with Buck and Johnny. We got 20 minutes left, and then D and PJ hopefully will be here with their Uncensored Monkey.
Yeah, we got someone going on after us for
D is back, and PJ's here, and it should be a lot of fun, so stay up and listen to them. Coming up still, next 20 minutes, of course, anything you want to hear, 475-2271, we'll play it. And we got, what did I queue up? I queued up something, I don't even remember what it is. Oh, I know what that
He's
was.
Good, folks.
It's background music that I had queued up. Here, let's bring that in right now. It's background music. This is Mischief with Mozart.
Yeah.
This is really good. And if you ever get a chance to listen to it, This is a little Hebrew music is what it's called, and it's very good. And we got tons of stuff. I mean, I'm so tired I can't even remember it all. That's how much stuff we have.
In other words, he doesn't have anything queued up.
No, I do. I have something queued up. I have track 13 queued up for the next 3 minutes and 41 seconds.
Quick, what's the CD?
It's the yellow one. Come on, you know. Okay, coming up next, we have the surprise 3 minute and 41 second track.
Off the yellow CD.
Off the yellow CD. And not to be confused with the yellow album, which is the white album after it's been sitting in the sun for a while. Lots of stuff. I'm going to stop talking because we only have 19 minutes left now, and then D and PJ will be here, and I don't want to run into their time. So
assuming they show up, that is.
They'll show up. They'll be here. And here's track 13 off of the yellow CD.
To be among the first guests to experience this thrilling new adventure. With me is Park Director John Hammond. Mr. Hammond, do you have time for a few questions? What exactly is Jurassic Park? And how did you find the DNA to clone dinosaurs? Will you take us for a tour? Now, you're sure it's safe? We're climbing aboard a Land Rover. Hey, who's driving this thing?
My name is Keith and I am a scuba driver.
Wait a second, no one is driving. It's remote control.
To Jurassic Park.
All the dinosaurs are confined behind electrified fences. Mr. Hammond, how do they survive? Look over there! It's a Tyrannosaurus Rex! I bet he wrecks everything. Boy, is that dinosaur! Mr. Hammond, what's it saying? Hey, why did we stop? Oh, the power has gone out. Mr. Hammond, see if you can get the command center on the radio.
These walkie-talkies are cool a room, man.
Let me try. Command center, what happened? Why did we blow a fuse?
I turned on the light, TV, and the radio.
That means all the electrified fences are off. Boy, you couldn't pay me to get out of the Land Rover now.
Here, have a dollar. In fact, no, brother man. Here, have two.
I'm standing outside the Land Rover. Paleobotanist Ellie Sadler says the dinosaurs are escaping. Mr. Hammond, could it be? Well, what do you have to say?
Have I told you lately that I love you?
Oh, no! It's a T-Rex! Not that T-Rex. It's headed this way.
I'm going to your house.
And there's a Velociraptor.
Here comes T-Rex.
Oh, they're everywhere. We'll need some fancy footwork to get out of this one.
Turn around.
But wait, there comes paleontologist Alan Grant. He'll save us. Dr. Grant, can you help us? You got them all!
All 7 men will watch them fall.
Dr. Grant, what is happening here? And one of the guests in the Land Rover has gone berserk, ranting incoherently. Mr. Hammond, your dinosaurs are on a mad rampage. What are you gonna do now? But wait, here comes the most deadly dinosaur of all! No, it's Barney! No, we're all gonna die! Mr. Rex, shoot him! Shoot him! Hey, T-Rex, wake up! We need you!
And remember to say please and thank you. And remember to say that I love you.
Hey,
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. Now many, many years ago, when I was 23, I was married to a widder who was free as could be. This widder had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. My father fell in love with her and soon they threw her wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. My daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became a brother-in-law to dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, then that also made him brother of the widder's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. Father's wife then had a son who kept them on the run, and he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. If my wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. And every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. For now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa.
Paper, yeah, paper. swallowed it down. The sugar in the bottle, there was more on the ground. Where it fell when I dropped it, yes, I swallowed it whole. I'll soon see my donut in the toilet bowl.
You can just walk out on me without saying goodbye? Or giving me back my stereo, my master charge, my vitamin supply? You ate my food. You shared my bed, my house, my car, my life. Well, now I'm going to share with you exactly what's on my mind. Oh, if I could do it over, I'd do it all over you. Considering all the bull you have put me through. Now, by the way you laid it on, I'm glad I got my boots. And if I could do it over, I'd do it all over you. Well, I'm still wondering how I fell for a man like you. But you charm me with those fancy words and you wind and dine me too. I guess I've learned my lesson, but revenge can be so sweet. So if I had one wish to make, this is what that wish would be. Oh, if I could do it over, I'd do it all over you. Considering all the bull you have put me through. Now, boy, the way you laid it on, I'm glad I got my boots. And if I could do it over, I'd do it all over you. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Old days, I'm gonna find somebody new, and you can bet your sweet life he ain't gonna be nothing like you. Oh, if I could do it over, I'd do it all over you. Considering all the bull that you have put me through. Now, boy, the way you laid it on, I'm glad I got my boots. And if I could do it over, I'd do it all over you. Honey, if I could do it over, I'd do it all over you. I could do it over, I'd do it all over you, yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, he builds houses every which way. We can build one for you. Sometimes we build them in a single day, and sometimes it takes two. We don't use no building code, we never do nothing wrong. We just pick up the tools, make up the rules as we go along. For the fastest job, yes, we bought a 1-800-HEAVE. We got 106 shortcut tricks up our sleeve. When you're in a big hurry, no time to worry about building codes. Yup, come to Bar Construction, and we'll throw it up. Our number one foreman's name is Chuck. Give him a call. He's the Bar Construction muckamuck ahead of us all. So if you want a house of your own, you're in luck. Just pick up the telephone and call on Chuck. For the fastest job, yes, we bought a 1-800-HEAVE. We got 106 shortcut tricks up our sleeve. When you're in a big hurry, no time to worry about building codes. Yup, come to Bar Construction, and we'll throw it up. Number one in affordable homes, rebuild or new, cause we go fourth class and then we pass the savings on to you. Our walls were made of cardboard instead of wood. It goes up faster than 2x4s and looks just as good. For the fastest job, yes, we bought a 1-800-HEAVE. We got 106 shortcut tricks up our sleeve. When you're in a big hurry, no time to worry about building codes. Yup, come to Bar Construction and we'll throw it up. Our crew is the fastest
toughest by far. Skinny kids in their teens, they don't eat nothing but candy bars and methamphetamines. They don't whistle while they work, and they don't talk about sport. They just power 50 cents an hour and all they can snort. For the fastest job, yesterday bought a 1-800-HEAVE. We got 106 shortcut tricks up our sleeve. When you're in a big hurry, no time to worry about building codes. Yep, come to Bar Construction, we'll throw it up. Yeah, Bar Construction, we'll throw it up.
WITR. Henrietta.
Modern music and more.
Due to Barf Construction, probably the first song released off of their first album, except for maybe We're All Working for the Japanese. I don't know which one came first.
The first song I heard from them was When My Baby Turned Gay or something to that effect.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Had that one on tape for a while, and then I got a bunch of their other songs.
Okay. So maybe I don't
Since
know what
my
I'm
baby
talking.
Turned gay. That's
right.
The name of it.
Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. Callie Rose before that with If I Could Do It Over off of the CD that they sent you.
Yeah.
And I guess the rest of it isn't all that great.
I got a huge package from her.
Really?
Like press release and all this other stuff.
All this other stuff, but just a CD.
Just a CD.
No stickers, no posters.
I think there is a sticker.
Press photo.
I don't know about a press photo. I don't remember. I think there's a button, too.
The Toys wrote to me.
Yeah?
And they want to send me a photo.
Cool.
A signed photo of them. I was
cool.
Like, okay.
You can hang it up.
Yeah. I have a whole thing in my room of a bunch of photos I got and stuff. It's pretty cool. But, yeah, it was just like a random email from the Toys. Like, oh, we want to send you a photo. Where do we send it? Like, after all this time of me bugging them for stuff, and they're like, no, we don't have it. No, they want to send me something. So that's cool. None of the Above before that with Donut. I love that song. Although, I think we both agree that the original recording was better.
Yeah, and the synthesized voice on the original one just sounds so much better with the theme of the song.
Yeah. Not that any of you know what we're talking about. Lonzo and Oscar. Yeah, don't you agree? If you agree, give me a call. 475-2271. Lonzo and Oscar before that with I'm My Own Grandpa, another really old song, 30s. I don't remember where, but somewhere in the 30s.
Yeah.
In that decade. And Whimsical Will was that thing on the yellow CD. Trip to Jurassic Park, which was track 13. Trip to Jurassic Park, which is a few years old, kind of dated, you can tell by the music.
Yeah.
Does he have this whole album out?
He does.
He does. How come we don't have it?
Because I don't have any money. I can't afford
I'll
it.
I'll have to write to him. I'm going to write to a whole bunch of people soon. Because we need more stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to write a big form letter.
You're going to get one of those
I'm gonna write a big
mass
form
mailing
letter.
Programs and just spam everybody in the country?
No, see, the thing is, that most of these places don't have email, which is why I don't keep in contact with them. Because I don't have time to come down here and call them, and I don't have the money to pay the postage to write to them all the time. So.
I see.
So, we're just about freaking out of here. It's 3 o'clock, but D isn't here yet, and neither is PJ. And so there is no Uncensored Monkey. So we're going to play a few last songs, but you probably won't hear from us again. We'll be on for at least another 10-15 minutes. Hopefully D will show up by then. And then they'll go on with their Uncensored Monkey, and that'll be that.
And if not?
So what do we have? We got
Dr. Demento's Basement Tapes 4.
Starts with Bulbous Bouffant.
Yeah.
Goes on. We'll just...
Everything Reminds Me of My Therapist, Carrot Juice's Murder, and what was the other one?
What's
number 4? You got the listing right in front of you.
Cheerleaders on Drugs.
Cheerleaders on Drugs.
For good family tunes. And, they're friggin' here. And see you next week.
Hi.
Hello.
Are you waiting for the bus?
Yes, I am, actually.
Hmm. I notice you're not wearing any galoshes.
No, I'm not. It's sunny out there. No need for galoshes.
I'm wearing galoshes. Galoshes.
Uh-huh.
Did you read the papers today?
No, I haven't had a
Did
chance.
Did you read the thing about the Eskimos?
No.
Well, the article was saying that the Eskimos will eat the fat from the whale.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what that's called?
No, I don't.
Blubber.
Oh, right.
Blubber.
Yeah, blubber.
That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Blubber.
Right.
The Eskimos eat the blubber.
Uh-huh.
And the blubber will come from different kinds of whales, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it will come from a beluga whale.
Uh-huh.
Beluga.
Right, yeah.
They don't wear galoshes.
Who, the whales?
No, the Eskimos.
Oh, no, that's right, they don't.
They wear mukluks.
Uh-huh.
Mukluks.
That's right, mukluks.
Mukluks.
Yeah, mukluks.
Say it again.
Mukluks.
Say it louder.
Mukluks.
Good, eh?
Yeah, it is a good one. I didn't want to say it, but I like it.
Say galoshes.
Galoshes.
Good, eh?
Yeah, it's good.
Galoshes.
Galoshes.
Beluga.
Beluga.
Blubber, 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 blubber.
Mukluk.
Blubber.
Excuse me. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt whatever it is you were doing there.
It's okay.
Okay, I just wanted to know if this is where the bus stops.
They should be here any minute, actually.
Oh, I see. Well, sorry to disturb you.
That's okay, yeah, we were just,
Sir.
Yes? Yeah?
Look over there.
Across the street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See that lady?
Yes.
What kind of hairstyle does she have?
That looks like a bouffant.
Yes, a bouffant.
Yes, a bouffant.
Actually, I couldn't help noticing that myself. It's sort of what you might call a bulbous bouffant.
Yes, a bulbous bouffant.
Bulbous bouffant.
Bouffant.
Blubber.
Galoshes.
Mukluk.
Bulbous bouffant.
Mukluk.
Macadamia.
Ooh.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Blubber. Macadamia.
Blubber.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Blubber.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous
bouffant.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo, Bus.
Ah, here comes the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Everything reminds me of my therapist. My checkbook reminds me of my therapist. Kleenex reminds me of my therapist. People yawning remind me of my therapist. And you remind me of my therapist, but you don't cost a thing. People nodding remind me of my therapist, especially when I'm rambling on and on, not making a whole lot of sense about things that are totally unrelated, but she seems to make sense out of them. Clocks and watches remind me of my therapist, the way her eyes dart back and forth between me and the time. Pillows remind me of my therapist, especially when I beat them up. Empty chairs remind me of my therapist, especially when I talk to them. And you remind me of my therapist, but you don't cost a thing. Sometimes when I am in the chair and she begins to stare, I wonder if she likes me or not. But I know if I asked her, she would turn it around and say, "Why is it important for you to know?" I'd say, "I don't really know why I want to know. It's just something I was wondering about." But the real question is the one that I can't ask her. If you weren't my therapist, would you be my friend? Or do you have to like me because I pay you? Laughter reminds me of my therapist. My childhood reminds me of my therapist. My therapist reminds me of my childhood. Thanks a lot. My dog reminds me of my therapist, the way she cocks her head and listens without any judgments at all. Do I remind you of a therapist? Why do I remind you of a therapist? I hear you saying that I remind you of a therapist. Is it my calm demeanor that reminds you of a therapist? Unanswered questions remind me of my therapist. If you remind me of my therapist, we'll probably get along.
Listen up, brothers and sisters, come hear my desperate tale. I speak of our friends of nature trapped in the dirt like a jail. Vegetables live in oppression, served on our tables each night. This killing of veggies is madness. I say we take up the fight. Salads are...